Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we love exploring those fascinating corners of the internet, and today we're diving into one you brought to our attention, a brand new search engine
Oh, wow.
called Groot. Yep, just like the talking tree from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, cool.
Cool name, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting name.
You sent over some really interesting notes about it, and
Fine.
we're excited to dig in and see what this Groot search engine is all about.
Yeah.
So today, let's figure out what makes Groot stand out from the crowd,
Right.
how it actually works, and why someone might choose Groot over those big names like Google or Bing.
Yeah.
All right, let's unpack this. First things first, what exactly is Groot?
Well, based on the information you've gathered, Groot is a free online search engine
Okay.
developed by a company called Sweet Office.
No?
And one of the things that immediately jumps out is their focus on minimalist design. Just a clean sound bar, no distractions, no ads, almost like a breath of fresh air compared to those busy home pages we're used to.
I can definitely see the appeal in that,
Yeah.
especially with all the information overload we face every day.
Right.
So no clutter,
Yeah.
just straight to the search results. But here's the big question.
Okay.
How does Groot actually find those results?
Okay.
Does it tap into those massive databases like Google does?
Here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Groot's search results are powered by Sweet Office's own unique algorithms and parameters. They specifically state that they don't rely on collecting your personal data like
Yeah.
some other search engines.
Okay.
Their focus is on delivering the most relevant websites directly to your query without needing to know your browsing history or personal info.
Wow. So it's like finding a different path to the same destination
Yeah.
instead of relying on personalized maps that track your every move.
Right.
Groot's using its own set of directions
Yeah.
to find what you're searching for.
I see.
But that makes me wonder, how effective can a search engine really be without all that user data?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sweet Office claims their method provides spot-on and relevant results.
Oh.
But without independent testing, it's tough to say how it actually compares to those well-established search giants.
Right.
However, there's one area where Groot really seems to shine,
Yeah.
and that's user privacy.
And you're right. Our notes dive deep into that.
Okay.
Sweet Office is really emphasizing something called encrypted client hello, or ECH for short.
Okay.
They even mentioned that Russia has blocked websites using ECH, which almost paints them as a sort of privacy champion, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It definitely suggests that Sweet Office might be seen as a potential challenge to the level of control some governments want to exert over internet access and information.
Yeah.
Now, before we get too far into this,
Yeah.
ECH is a pretty advanced security feature.
Okay.
So let's break it down.
Okay.
In the simplest terms, imagine you're sending a postcard.
Okay.
Anyone can read what you've written, right?
Yeah.
But with ECH,
Yeah.
it's like sending a sealed letter. No one can peek inside and see what you're sharing.
Okay, that makes sense. So ECH basically hides the websites you're trying to visit,
Yeah.
even from internet providers or anyone trying to snoop on your connection.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, all this talk about ECH, how it works, what it protects, it's getting a bit technical for me.
Okay.
Can we unpack that a little more?
Of course. So, with regular browsing,
Yeah.
when you type in a website address, your browser sends a signal called a server name indication,
Okay.
or SNI,
Okay.
to let the website know which specific page you're requesting.
Okay.
But the problem is, this SNI is sent in plain text, meaning anyone snooping on your connection can see exactly which website you're trying to visit.
Oh, so that's where ECH comes in, right? It
Exacto.
basically encrypts that SNI so no one can snoop.
Exactly. It's like putting that SNI inside a sealed envelope before sending it off. And this is where Cloudflare comes in.
Okay.
Cloudflare is a company that supports ECH
Okay.
and acts like a trusted middleman.
Okay.
They receive your encrypted SNI,
Yeah.
open the envelope to see where you actually want to go,
Okay.
and then connect you to the correct website.
So no one in between, not even my internet provider,
Right.
knows which specific website I was trying to access.
Correct.
That's a pretty clever way to protect your privacy.
Yeah.
It's no wonder some governments might be a little wary of this technology. So Groot uses this ECH technology to keep all my searches completely private.
That's right. And Suite Office doesn't stop there. They also claim that their web browsers come with built-in web apps and that all their services are focused on user privacy.
Okay.
It seems like they're building a whole ecosystem where privacy is the top priority.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you're truly committed to privacy, it can't just be about the search engine itself.
Right.
It has to extend to the entire online experience.
Exactly.
This is shaping up to be a really fascinating deep dive.
Yeah.
We've learned about Groot's minimalist design, its unique approach to search, and its strong emphasis on privacy, especially with that ECH encryption.
Yeah.
And there's still so much more to explore.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's interesting that Suite Office is positioning themselves as the most secure and private tech company on the internet.
Yeah.
While their commitment to privacy is clear, it does make you wonder how they measure that, right?
I know it's a bold statement.
Well.
But their actions, especially with using ECH, seem to back it up.
Right.
And the fact that Russia is blocking websites using ECH really says something.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like a badge of honor in the privacy world these days.
It definitely raises some eyebrows and suggests that Suite Office might be seen as disrupting the status quo, at least when it comes to how some governments might want to control information online.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about the technology and the privacy aspects.
Yeah.
But what about the actual user experience?
Yeah.
Does Groot deliver on its promise of fast and relevant search results?
That's a key question.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the information you've shared doesn't go into detail about the quality of Groot's search algorithms.
Okay.
Or how those results stack up against Google or Bing.
Right.
To really know if Groot can compete with the big players, we'd need more information on that front.
You're absolutely right. User experience is so important, especially with something as essential as the search engine.
Right.
People are used to Google's speed and accuracy.
Yeah.
So Groot would have to meet those expectations to really take off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the question of features.
Yeah.
Google offers a whole suite of tools and services built into their search engine maps, email, document editing, cloud storage, you name it.
Right.
Does Groot offer anything comparable? Or are they betting solely on the privacy and simplicity angle?
That's a great question from the research you sent. It looks like Groot does offer some extra services.
Okay.
Things like a market watch, local weather world news, and even links to online entertainment streaming.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
It seems they're not just sticking to basic web searches.
Mm-hmm.
They might be aiming to create a more well-rounded online experience
right.
all within their privacy-focused ecosystem.
Yeah.
But without actually trying it out ourselves.
Right.
It's hard to tell how well these features work and if they're truly useful.
It sounds like there's a whole lot more to discover about Groot than what we initially saw in this research.
Yeah.
It's almost like we've stumbled upon a hidden gem. And we're just starting to see what it has to offer.
And that's the beauty of these deep dives, right?
Yeah.
They often spark more questions than answers and send us down new paths of discovery.
That's true.
In this case, we've only scratched the surface of Groot's potential.
Right.
And what their privacy-first approach could mean for the future of online search.
Absolutely. It's like we've opened a door to a whole new room full of possibilities.
Yeah.
Which brings us back to your earlier question about the future of search.
Okay.
Is privacy becoming the deciding factor for users? Are we moving towards a world where people are willing to trade some convenience and fancy features for more control over their data?
Those are fascinating questions to think about.
Yeah.
And it's not just about search engines either.
Right.
This whole trend toward privacy is affecting every corner of our digital lives, from social media to online shopping.
Right.
But to truly understand a tool like Groot, we need to go beyond the technical stuff and the marketing claims.
Right.
We need to hear from real people. What are their experiences actually like using Groot?
Right.
What are the trade-offs they're willing to make?
You're so right. We need that human perspective.
Yeah.
What do people actually think about using a search engine like Groot? Are they happy with the results? Do they truly feel like their privacy is being protected?
And maybe even more importantly,
yeah.
Does using a privacy-focused search engine actually change their online behavior?
Oh, interesting.
Do they become more aware of the data they're sharing?
Right.
Do they start using other privacy-enhancing tools?
That's where the real impact could be, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about using a different search engine.
Right.
It's about shifting our mindset and becoming more conscious of our digital footprint as a whole.
Exactly. It's about taking ownership of our online privacy and making informed choices about the technologies we use.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive so far.
Yeah, it has.
We've uncovered so much about Groot, from its unique features to its potential impact on the future of online search.
And we've touched on some even bigger ideas about the constantly evolving relationship
Yeah.
between technology, privacy, and our own individual freedom. It's clear that this conversation is far from over
Right.
and will continue to shape the digital world for years to come.
It's amazing how something as simple as a new search engine can lead to such deep
Oh, I
questions.
know, it's really cool.
And it all started with your curiosity and your willingness to explore something new.
That's the power of knowledge and the joy of discovery. It's
Yeah.
about constantly questioning, challenging what we think we know,
Right.
and looking for new perspectives. And that's what the deep dive is all about.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground today, but we want to leave you with one final thought-provoking question to consider. Given what we've learned about Groot's approach to privacy, do you think all L search engines have a responsibility to protect user data? And how might this impact the future of online search?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's complex with
Yeah.
no easy answers. We've all become so accustomed to those personalized search results and even those targeted ads that come
Yeah.
from data collection.
It's true. I do love getting recommendations for things I'm actually interested in.
Of course, but at the same time,
Yeah.
there's a growing awareness of the potential risks.
Right.
To our privacy and security, Groot's approach shows that there's definitely a desire for a different model,
Yeah.
one that puts users in control of their data.
It makes you wonder, will other search engines start to follow suit? Or will Groot stay a niche option for those who really prioritize privacy?
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how this all unfolds. But no matter what happens, this deep dive has really highlighted the importance of being mindful of our choices online.
I agree. We have more power than we realize. It's not just about passively consuming technology.
Right.
We can actively shape its development and how it impacts our lives.
Well said. A huge thank you to you, our listener, for bringing this fascinating topic to us.
We've learned so much today, and we hope you have too. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.